What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and licensed realtor with RE/MAX Results. Hello, 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 Miss Shoneman.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm excited. I'm very excited because you brought your good friend in from Amec Home Mortgage. Phil Olson is here with us as well. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
And thank you for your service. I know we are getting ready to move into Veterans Day. And I appreciate everything that you've done, just not only as a mortgage professional, but what you've done for our country.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So
he's sporting his U.S. Army gear today.
I know. He's looked very proud, and I am proud of him. So yeah. Very proud of him. So let's start with the numbers. Let's get your NMLS number out of the way, please, Mr. Olson.
NMLS 238-103, branch 928-590. Company MLS 150953.
Throughout the show, we encourage everybody to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show by calling 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. You can ask any question that you have for Mimi and Phil, but you could also get a copy of those guides that Mimi and her friends over there at the Red Hot Real Estate Group provide every quarter.
Every quarter.
Yeah, so things to consider when buying a home and things to consider when selling a home. So those are available right now as well.
Exactly, for fall. Mm-hmm. Although it should be changing soon,
we
right?
kind of bypassed fall.
I know.
Didn't do it. You know, fall did us a little dirty and like ran right out the door.
I think we're gonna have a long winter.
Yeah, but that's okay because what we've talked about before on the show is that even though we're moving into winter, the real estate market may cool off slightly, but there's still people that are out there looking to sell and looking to buy. Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There's always an opportunity.
Right now. Right.
Don't you think so, Phil?
Exactly.
And people are calling. They're asking questions, and we love that. So if you have a question, don't wait till the last quarter of the show.
Right.
Call us right away. And even if it's not what the topic of the show is about, we want to hear from you and take your questions for sure. And take advantage of our mortgage veteran expert in studio. We don't have him every single week, although right. we wish we did.
Yes.
And pick his brain because he's the mortgage guru.
And the thing that is going to be great about our topic that we are going to cover today, Phil, is that it probably will impact a lot of people who thought they never could be part of the home ownership process, or they went through it, something negative happened to them before, somebody treated them a little maybe less than perfect when they tried to do this before, and maybe they think they can't actually move towards home ownership.
Well, I mean, our theme of our show is called Rise Up.
Right.
And Mimi and I, we want to help as many consumers here in the Twin Cities and outside of the Twin Cities understanding that there's a great moment here to take advantage of. So rise up. It's now time to get into home ownership.
Right.
Because that's how you create wealth.
Yes.
Long-term wealth is created by owning a home and then transferring that equity from that one property to the next and to the next. And while you're renting, the only person you're making rich is that landlord. You're actually falling behind by being in a rental position long term.
Right.
And the thing is we were talking about this before the show, you know, for those people who are, you know, thinking, I just want to save up a little bit of money so that I can get my down payment situation, you know, ready.
Right.
We have the perfect scenario for you. We're going to be talking about all kinds of down payment assistance programs that are available right now. And folks can get into some of these down payment assistance programs, Phil, for zero down. Is that right?
Correct. Zero down.
Okay. So you can.
Or minimal, $1,000 of their own money.
Yes. And can that be gifted?
The $1,000 cannot be gifted. It must be their own money. But depending on what we'll do in those situations when they say they don't have the $1,000, I'll say, so when do you get paid?
Yes.
And when they get paid, then we take a snapshot of the bank account. And there's the $1,000 right
Got
there.
Got it. Okay.
So we have ways to help you get that $1,000. There's lots of different creative ways that we know, even if you're cash poor right now, let's just say that you had a divorce and,
right.
you know, it wiped you and mm-hmm. now you're renting and you're like, dag nabbit, this is not for me, this
right.
renting business. You don't like the noise that people are making. You don't like the fact that you don't have a garage to park your car in. You don't like it at all because you like purple and your bedroom can only be white.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, so we have all kinds of great things. So let's kick off the show and start with the first program that you have, Phil.
Well, the first program is let's reach out to those veterans out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to say Happy Veterans Day to all the warriors I served with. Today is a day I always think about our fallen and those that have served in the armed forces protecting our wonderful country.
Mm-hmm.
So, VA home loans.
Yes.
People think that they can use it only one time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's a misnomer.
Oh.
You can use a VA home loan every time you buy a house.
Oh, so it's not one and done.
It's
had one shot at it.
No,
okay.
It's not one and done. And the thing is with a VA home loan, it's 100% financing. So meaning you buy a house for $250,000, you can have a loan for $250,000. And oh, by the way, if Mimi, who's a great negotiator, negotiates with the sellers to get them to pay the closing costs, and oh, by the way, Mimi can even negotiate to have the sellers pay points to buy down the rate.
Okay.
Now it makes it even more affordable. And guess what? There's no PMI.
And what is PMI again, Phil?
It's called private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Anytime you're going to purchase a home over an 80% loan to value, meaning they're putting less than 20% down, there's some form or derivative of PMI that's attached. Now, that being said, we have all these veterans returning from overseas. Unfortunately, some of them are coming back with disabilities.
Right.
With a VA home loan, if you have any form of disability, even if it's only 5%, which is the minimum,
mm-hmm.
there's no PMI and there's no VA funding fee.
Right.
So the VA funding fee is a fee you pay the federal government or Veterans Affairs to buy a home.
Okay.
Now, your standard is a 2.15%
All right.
of the home loan.
Okay.
But if they're disabled, they don't have to pay that.
Okay. That is perfect. And if you are a veteran out there and you have some other questions on how you can move towards home ownership or use the current home that you have and maybe move into a different home, you can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll also give you the information on how you can contact Phil and Mimi after the show as well. And speaking of questions, Jay, thank you very much for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What is your question for Phil and Mimi?
Hi. Happy Veterans Day. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you.
So my husband and I bought a house, 2 years ago, 2016, got 3.5%. We have a PMI
mm-hmm.
for a few more years.
Yep.
And it's great. It's our first home we've ever owned. And, but we're kind of like, well, how long do we have to be in this home before we can buy another home? Or if this is our starter home, do we have to stay in this home keeping the mortgage payments for 5 years, and then we can look for another home and then sell ours and buy another one? How does that work?
Oh, that's a great question. Tell us a little bit. So first of all, to answer your question, there's no limit to when you need to move up to your next one. You could do that after you got in right away. You trying to achieve a certain sort of equity position? Is that what your goal is before you make your next move?
I guess so. I'm not sure the details, but our realtor said you should probably stay in for about 5 years and then look for another home and sell yours and buy another home.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
I don't agree with it either.
Okay. And the reason I say that is it's really dependent on where your house is, what type of house you have, and what the economy is doing right now. Realistically, I've seen homeowners here that bought 2 years ago and their property values have gone up by $40,000.
Yeah, ours has too.
Okay, so in that circumstance there, one, there is no prepayment penalty in the state of Minnesota. So that means you could sell this house at any point in time. There's no penalty. You could then realistically take your equity position from that current home. You could downsize for one, or you could upsize for two, and then you could use that equity to actually drive down the cost in the next home and get lower mortgage insurance or possibly have no mortgage insurance at all. I would tell you it's really dependent on your house, the condition of the home, the type of home, and exactly what that home brings to the marketplace. Okay. Would you agree with me there, Mimi?
I completely agree with you, but and it also really depends on what's going on in your life too.
We have a teenager that's moved out. She's 18, and so we don't need the extra bedroom, and mm-hmm. we have a 2-story, 3-bed, 2-bath, and we got it for $230.
Okay.
And right now, homes near us are listing for $280.
I think that it's worth exploring. Because the 3-bedroom, 2-bath models are definitely very appealing to our first-time home buyers. And also for our consumers that are downsizing from larger homes, very desirable. Mm-hmm. And so it would definitely be worth a conversation with Phil to talk about, the financing piece of it to see if, what makes sense. And like he said in the past, he has so many different programs that he knows about and access to all of these things that he can kind of be a puzzle maker with you, if you will, and see what would work best for you.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're really welcome.
We were kind of stuck in this, it's a really nice house, but just maybe not fulfilling what we need
right
anymore in it. But this is great news. Thank mm-hmm. you.
And yeah. Jay, I know we have your information, so we can have Phil follow up with you after the show as well and give you some more deeper dive with you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, I think that was a phenomenal question, and we encourage all of our listeners to give us a call. When we come back, Phil, we'll finish up a little bit about the VA program, and then we'll talk about another down payment assistance program that's available.
Awesome.
We'll also take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Mimi Shoneman, your licensed realtor from REMAX Results, is here. Also, Phil Olson from Amec Mortgage and Equity is here as well. And we are talking about how you can rise up by becoming part of the home ownership bandwagon. That's what we are doing. So a lot of people out there who thought they couldn't be part of this, Phil and Mimi are here today to tell you, yes, you can.
So, Phil, before the break, we were talking a little bit about VA, which is for our veterans and our active duty service people. But when you and I talked about this and we were just coming up with the content for the show, we also talked about this is not just for active. It can be reservists for the Guard, the Coast Guard, and also for our spouses of the active and retired veterans.
Or fallen veterans.
Yes. And so can you talk a little bit about anybody out there that might fall into that category, what they should consider?
Well, real quickly, if you're in the Coast Guard, National Guard, or the reserves, you're looking at a 6-year stint being a part of the service, and then you automatically qualify as long as you got the number of correct points. And I'd go through the VA to determine that for you. If you're a spouse of a veteran that had any form of disability and then passes away, believe it or not, that VA benefit passes on to the spouse. So if you were to lose that veteran in time of war or in time of action, or if they die at a later point in life due to them having some form of VA disability, they can actually use that VA benefit. Now, another thing that people, it's kind of a misnomer, you hear VA home loans as being 100% down, or you don't have to put any money down. Guess what? There are some times and points where it would be beneficial for that veteran to put money into the transaction. Because if they're not have any form of disability, they actually drive down the VA funding fee to a lesser amount by either putting 5% down or 10% down. So I don't want a veteran to think that they can't put money into the transaction.
So if you do not have money to put down as a veteran, you have that option. But if you do and it puts you in a better position, you're able to.
Exactly. Okay. And that's something I would counsel my client on when I meet with them over all the different benefits and how can we drive down their mortgage payment.
Okay. So is there, if a spouse of a veteran who has passed away, if they remarry, does that disqualify them from using that VA benefit?
No.
Okay.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
So they could have remarried and then still utilize their deceased spouse's benefits.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's fabulous to know. What else do you think folks should know about VA benefits? Because we want everybody who's listening today to rise up and call us with whatever question you have about real estate and mortgage. And if you can't call during the show, we encourage you to reach out to us during the week. Phil, can you give everybody your website?
Well, it's www.callphilolson.com. Or a better way to reach me is on my cell. I keep it on me at all times, 651-238-6748. And guess what? I'll take calls all the way up until 9 o'clock at
and
night.
And he gets folks. Back to you like that.
Phil
I call
just
him
likes to talk on the phone.
No, you, I just like play, bringing great service to my yeah, clients.
And if you play Bohemian Rhapsody, which we did, yeah. which for him, for Veterans Day, is one of his favorites. So, you know, just bring on the tunes.
Well, two other things real quickly.
Yes.
Is there's no max income limit with a VA loan.
Okay.
So you could make $500,000 a year and you still qualify.
Okay.
And the other one is... Believe it or not, you can get up to 6% in seller paid concessions, meaning you can get the sellers to pay all the closing costs. They can pay for the appraisal. You can even get them to pay for the home inspection, and they can pay points to buy down the rate.
Perfect.
So a lot of great opportunities for those veterans out there.
And we have additional programs out there as well. We also have time to take your calls at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. So we talk to our veterans out there, but there are a number of other programs that can help other people rise up as well. Right, Phil?
Exactly. And the two programs, or one program I'd really like to focus on during this course of the show, is called the Startup Program through Minnesota Housing.
Okay.
That allows a consumer up to $15,000 in down payment assistance for them to help them purchase that next home.
And again, that's called the
Minnesota Housing Startup Program.
Got you.
Now, that program basically goes hand in hand with any conventional FHA, VA, USDA loan, and it basically piggybacks off the top of that program. Now, there are income limitations with that specific program.
Okay.
But if, for instance, if you're making it is up to $68,000.
Yes.
Okay. And it can be higher than that depending on the size of your family.
Okay.
Those monies would be deferred. Okay. So it's either $8,000 or $10,000 that can be used towards down payment and your closing costs, as long as you put $1,000 into the transaction.
So Mimi, if I'm coming to you and I go, so how do we start this process? If I'm like the potential homeowner, do I call Mimi first or do I call Phil first? Where do I go?
Well, it depends. A lot of times folks start with the realtor first,
okay,
because they mm-hmm. want to see the house.
Right.
But what we need to do is to make sure that you've had a great consultation with our expert loan officer, Phil Olson at mm-hmm. AMEC, and make sure that so when we're shopping for properties, I have to know as your realtor what type of financing options you have available to you. So
right.
not every home seller will allow an FHA product. So I have to explore that. So if that's the only program that you qualify for, then yes, it is going to eliminate some of the homes that we see. However, as the market is shifting right now, and we know that it is, with the longer days on market that we're seeing that sellers are experiencing now, sellers become a little bit more open-minded to other options.
Okay.
And so we can start by educating the other realtor to make sure that they have explained to their client, if they're representing the seller, of what this actually looks like. Because
right.
really, Phil, you can have somebody who's got, you know, several, let's just say that Miss Shannon here, she
yes.
inherited from her grandma $20,000, and she doesn't want to use it because
right.
her income limit will allow her to use this down payment assistance
well,
program.
Let's talk about that, okay? Because one of the guidelines basically does state that you can have no more than $8,000 in liquid assets
okay.
after time of sale. Now, when people heard me say $68,000, I bet you half of the people out there go, well, I make more money than that.
Right.
Well, guess what? I've got another program that will piggyback off of this that allows their income to go all the way up to $144,000.
All right.
And that's called the Step Up Program.
Okay.
Which is slightly different than the Startup. But let's talk about the words first-time home buyer.
Exactly.
Okay.
They really should strike that language.
Because, well, and this is going to shock a lot of people. I know what you're just about to say, Phil.
Okay. So everybody thinks, well, I owned a home 7 years ago. I don't qualify. I am not a first-time home buyer. Folks, listen to me. If you have not owned a home in the last 3 years, you haven't owned a single-family, townhome, condo, you haven't been reporting mortgage interest on your tax returns in the last 3 years, you are not a homeowner.
Okay, question. All right, that was a great statement. So right. Just repeat it. You are not a homeowner.
You are not a homeowner if you have not owned a home in the last 3 years. And this program I'm talking about is for the whole state of Minnesota. So you want to buy up in Duluth, you want to go down to Fergus Falls, wherever, I don't care. As long as your income isn't higher than $144,000 as a family, I can get you up to $15,000. Now let's talk about that real quickly.
Right.
I said $68,000 up to that income, it's deferred.
Yes.
If you go over that or your family is bigger, then it might get to 78 or 80, depends on family size.
Okay.
But let's say you're at 100,000 and you're going, well, Phil said I don't qualify. You go from what's called the deferred to the monthly payment program.
Okay.
Which means you're now going to have a small second mortgage from the state of Minnesota based on the same interest rate that Minnesota Housing charges. It is based on a 10-year loan repayback. And what that means is you're going to have a small second mortgage, and I'm doing one right now for a client. Their second mortgage is $85 a month.
Well, I'm just amazed that I count, even though I had a house 15 years ago, and then I sold it. But since I've been renting for the last five, that now I count again.
Correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never thought that I counted as a first-time home buyer.
All right, now let me throw another twist on this. How many consumers here in the last 5 to 10 years went through the mortgage collapse, went into foreclosure, did a short sale? Well, guess what? Those people qualify.
Oh, then I get to raise my hand again.
For this program. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's not a Minnesota housing program. It piggybacks off of FHA, conventional, USDA, VA. And I've got all these different lenders with all these different guidelines. And all I have to do is then push this program on top of it to help you buy that next house.
So can you tell that, like, talking about down payment assistance programs is like eating chocolate for Phil?
Exactly. He looks so excited.
So happy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, it's just a piece of the arsenal.
Right.
Okay. But understand, it is harder. There's more paperwork once we start doing a down payment assistance program.
Right.
And there's more financials that need to be seen. We're going to ask for the last 3 years versus the last two.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not going to tell you this is your panacea.
Right.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at your total financial health. And then I'm going to start asking questions as to what is the best fit, because there are pros and cons to all these programs. But for those that want to rise up in 2019, here's a great way for you to get your own place.
Perfect. And so we're going to talk about some of those options with these different down payment assistance programs when we come back from the break.
And we'll also take your calls at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show with Mimi Shoneman from REMAX Results and Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans. And they are helping you rise up. We're rising up to home ownership and taking your questions right now, today, at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Phil, I appreciate the fact that you're going, you know, there are lots of ways that we can get these things done. And sometimes there is some legwork for the potential homeowner that they have to do. But that's why you are there to talk them through the process. Right, Phil?
risk versus reward.
Right.
Give me a little time. Yeah. Let me do my magic. Okay. And I'll, like I say all the time, people come into my office and I go, this is the magic room.
Right.
Okay. This is where I produce my magic.
And just like what you said in the first segment, people who own real estate have way more wealth, 45 times the wealth of a renter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if you're out there and you are upwardly mobile, you've spent all of your time and your money getting a wonderful degree, and you're like, yeah, I like Minneapolis and St. Paul, but I might be going to California, or maybe I'm going to go to Montana and ski at some place. Just because you do that doesn't mean you can't have home ownership. So let's talk about how long do people need to stay in a house to be able to take advantage of these programs?
In order to take care of the Minnesota housing program, one, it has to be your primary residence.
Okay.
So you're going to have...
For 1 year.
For at least 1 year before you were to do anything else with that, I normally recommend 3 years.
Okay.
If you're going to change the status of your property, I would not be doing it at the 1 year mark.
Why?
I'm not going to say Minnesota housing is going to frown on it. Okay. But me as a mortgage originator, when I talk to a client, I'm supposed to hear the words, this is going to be your primary residence.
Yes. Okay? Right.
All right. Otherwise, we're really defeating the purposes of down payment assistance for a consumer.
And I'm glad that you said that, because sometimes there are things that you, your integrity and your moral obligation goes beyond the law, like whatever the legal thing is, that may be different, but it's like, no, this is Phil showing the integrity that he has as a mortgage.
So let's just talk about the funding. That where do these down payment assistance programs get their money? And it flows and ebbs like a river, right?
Basically, it comes from my understanding, it comes from the state of Minnesota. Two, it is the Minnesota Housing Program. And then they pool that money. And then when a consumer takes that money, all right, Once they sell, they end up paying that money back. So understand, this is not free money. Okay.
It's free until you sell.
It's free until you sell or until you refinance that property. And at that point in time, it needs to be paid off. With the understanding, there is no prepayment penalty on these programs. So if you wanted to pay ahead, you could, and physically pay them off early.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we encourage people to call and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. And I'm a little leery, Jim, because this is the first time our producer has ever put down that this is a weird real estate question. So, Jim, what do you have for Phil and Mimi?
Well, I have looking to buy a home, and I'm self-employed. Now, being self-employed, that allows me exemptions. Mm-hmm. For tax purposes, but if I use them exemptions, that puts me out of not enough income. So I gotta not use my exemptions, which puts me up. I end up owing the government $3,000 to $4,000 in taxes, mm-hmm. which I normally want in order to reach that level. Which again, this year now I gotta put out $3,000 to $4,000 more, because 1 year wasn't enough.
Well, believe it or not, Jim, there are programs out there. It's called an exotic program. It's still based on a 30-year fixed, but it would be a bank statement program based on the fact if all your revenues are run through your bank statement, you can actually count that as income, and then your tax returns would not have to be used.
Does that make sense, Jim?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm not seeing where tax deferred.
I would tell you it'd be a great conversation for us to have offline. Would love to talk with you further and take a look at the numbers and see how to basically figure this out for you.
Because I understand you, Jim. Thank you very much for calling. And Phil's going to go ahead and follow up with you off air. Because I, as an independent contractor, I have the same questions where you sit there and go, well, how do I not give all of my money to the government, but then how do I make sure that I also qualify enough for to be able to get this mortgage.
Right. And self-employed people, I mean, Phil, you're the one to speak to this. I mean, yeah, you may have a whole box full of 1099s that you have to go through, but there are creative ways that you can piece that together.
I would say there's creative ways, and there's also ways where I can partner with a reputable tax person, partner with my client, and do some tax planning
right.
to help them for the future. Unfortunately, under the way the federal regulations are written right now, is if you make $50,000 a year being self-employed, but you write off $50,000, unfortunately, you're showing zero income.
Right.
And if that's really the case, how can you afford a home?
Exactly.
And ultimately, Minnesota law basically says that a consumer cannot own a home or get a home unless they can prove they have the ability to repay that loan back.
Right. So when you're talking about working with an independent contractor to go ahead and try and figure out the way that they should do that, would you suggest that maybe me as an independent contractor, I'll contact you around this time of year so you can maybe help me plan for what I should do around tax season?
Correct.
Okay.
And just so you understand, just because the federal government gives you all these opportunities to take tax exemptions doesn't mean you have to take them.
Right. I think you just get used to taking them. You're like, you know, you don't have to. But as Jim was mentioning, he's like, well, then I got to pay $3,000 or $4,000 more in taxes that I wasn't used to. So maybe that's why you go, well, what do I do now?
Cost benefit analysis.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to become a homeowner, or would you rather take your tax write-offs and not have to pay the federal government?
Right.
I'm going to real quickly. I just did a rent versus own analysis for a consumer that right now Mimi and I are representing. They pay $1,700 a month
right.
in rent. And I ran, it is a rent versus own analysis for 10 years. Can you tell me how much money this client loses by not owning a home?
Oh, I don't even want to guess.
$223,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And I gave them that report, and it's based on appreciation. It's based on money you make in the bank. It's a very, very fine report
right.
that gives that consumer a picture. So think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay the federal government. Let's use this gentleman as an example.
Yes.
I'm going to pay my federal government $4,000. But guess what? By me continuing to rent, I lose $22,000 per year. Simple math.
Right.
Pay the federal government the $4,000.
And you don't have to do it forever. You just have to do it the 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, until you qualify, and what you decide to do thereafter, if you want to take and use all the tax exemptions, then use them.
Right.
And we just
once you get your house.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want to qualify that you are not a tax preparer
correct.
Person.
No.
And our financial planner. I couldn't find the words.
Right.
I'm not licensed in either one, but I know very, very quality, high ethical people that I can partner with the consumer, and we can take a look at the whole picture.
Yes. And that's a really important piece that you offer for your clients, because you know that you have a base amount of knowledge on certain subjects. We all do, right? Just
right.
from experience in life. And so you know what you know, but you also do come to a point where you know what you don't know.
Right.
And then you know to advise them to go to an expert in a different area. And so Phil does that. You know, he will give you the information that he can. And trust me, he is just a guru on all of these different programs.
But that's the other thing that's great about contacting someone that's in this industry and working through it, is that you're sitting there going, I can't get this done and I don't know how. Well, if they start with a phone call to Phil and Mimi, you guys can go, well, here's the next person you need to talk to, and here's the questions you need to ask, and here's the next person. So by the time you get through the chain and you have the appropriate people, then you get to what you want, mm-hmm. which is actually owning that home, right?
Correct. And I think one of the things is, you know, the internet is great, okay?
Right.
And there's internet lenders out there, but I think where I really differentiate myself from the internet lenders is I have a very wide network of people that I can partner my client with, to where we're not pushing product, we're actually pushing a relationship. And how can we make all these pieces work together?
Right.
You're not going to get that with the Quicken Loans of the world, because you're talking to somebody way out there and that. But I mean, that's the difference.
I do want to say one thing before we head into the break. Phil, you said something during the last break. These programs can not only be used for single family products, they can also, you can use them for duplexes.
Correct.
Up to four units. Yeah, or up to two.
That's up to two.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
for tries or quads.
Gotcha.
Okay. But for that person that wants to use this program, live in one of the units, rent the other unit as an income producing property, you can actually qualify with that specific program.
Okay. I think we'll talk a little bit more about that, qualifying for those type of properties, when we come back. And we'd love to take your questions, so give us a call.
Yes, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show. And you actually do not have to walk 500 or 1,000 miles. You can just call us here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. We are here with your hosts from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, Mimi Schoeneman. We're also here with Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans, and they are getting it done today. They are helping you rise up. And if you want to rise up to home ownership, we encourage you to call right now today at 651-641-1071.
One of the things that I would encourage all of our listeners to do is to be sure, if you can't catch our whole show, to podcast that. Mm-hmm. We do have a podcast, and you can go back and you can get all kinds of different information. And if you're driving and you can't write it down, or you don't know how to get a hold of Phil, you can always do that. But you can also contact the station, and our keyword is Red Hot. Now, one of the things that you offer, Phil, that's a tool that I think is phenomenal, is your rent versus own analysis. So if you are out there and you're like, yeah, man, I want to see what that looks like, $225,000 savings, call Phil and get a hold of him and let him run one of these analysis for you, so that you can see what we're talking about, because it is true. Studies have shown that wealth is built through real estate. 45 times more than a renter.
And I encourage you to call and just kind of get some of these, just start testing the waters. Because we get so leery, I think, as consumers. So we're really jaded. We're like, I don't want to call because he's going to bug me all the time. And I'm this and that. That is not the case at all. He's like, Phil is there to definitely help you out and give you enough information, but not sit there and hound you into doing something that's not the right decision for you.
Yeah, feels busy.
I will actually ask clients, so when would you like me to realistically follow up with you? And sometimes they'll say, call me back in a month,
right.
Call me back in 3 months. I have a CRM. I put mm-hmm. their information in there, and I'll either follow up with a phone call. Maybe it's just a text just to say hi, or maybe I send an email, but I'm not going to hound you. And like Mimi said, I'm busy.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
He's not sitting around twiddling his thumb.
Exactly.
I can barely get him to call me back. No, I'm just kidding. So if you're out there, I think that if any of these categories ring a bell with you, maybe a conversation with Phil would be a great thing. So if you've gone through a divorce or have a friend who has, if you're just out of school and you don't know what that looks like for you, if you're downsizing or you're upsizing in your current house, it's too small or it's too big, or if you find out that your rent is going up astronomically,
right.
These are all great opportunities for you to have a conversation with Phil. And like he said, no pressure, no biggie if you don't want to do business right now or never.
Right.
If anything, it's just planning. Right now, believe it or not, Mimi is going to be representing a client that I've been working with now for 2 years. And it has to do with credit repair. It had to do with employment. Her credit score has gone from 500 all the way up to 630 now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. And she's going to be buying here and working with Mimi here in probably the next 2 weeks. And I don't care how long it takes.
Right.
The bottom line is if I'm going to give you the knowledge and everything you need to rise up, are you willing to give me back the same, you know, work?
Right.
So, Phil, let's talk a little bit before we end the show about what the income limits are, and also different city programs. Like Woodbury has mm-hmm. a down payment assistance program, as do several other cities. What are some of the guidelines there?
Well, I'd like to talk real quickly about purchase price. Okay, a lot of people are thinking, well, this program only qualifies me for $200,000. Well, no, the maximum loan amount that you can have with either Start Up or Step Up, that's the Minnesota Housing Program, goes
right.
all the way up to $328,000.
Oh, okay.
Now, if we transition that to, say, the Woodbury Program, which has down payment assistance up to $25,000, is good for properties all the way up to a purchase price of $312,600. Now, what is the median housing price here in the cities right now? What do you think it is, Mimi?
250-ish.
I'm going to say it's probably about 234.
Yeah. Okay.
Between 234, 250. And this program here is to help people rise up, right?
Yes.
It's not to help people get into that $500,000 home.
Right.
Okay.
Which I don't need that pressure anyway.
Right. And you don't want that mortgage.
Even when I used to qualify for that kind of stuff, I was like, oh, wait, no.
You want a real good number that people can use if they just want to say, all right, so what would my payment be? Take $6.50 per thousand.
Okay.
So on 200,000, what is that? That's payment of $1,300 a month. All right. Now, guess what? You're paying $1,500 a month in rent.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy a house for $200,000 and my payment's $1,300. Then again, I could have that $250,000 home at that same amount of rent.
Right.
But guess what? 10 years from now, I'll have maybe $80,000 in equity in the home. And oh, by the way, I've got a tax write-off. I mean, there are so many advantages that people out there by not owning a home, and the longer they wait, the more money they lose over time.
Right.
But like what you said earlier, you said that you can't save fast enough to outrun it. So take advantage of some of these programs if you qualify for them. I had a question about family size.
Mm-hmm.
So the guidelines go up from 1 to 4 family members, right?
It goes all the way up, I think, to 8 or 9.
Okay. So if you know that you're getting married, a blended family, and mm-hmm. your soon-to-be spouse has one child, and you've got one child,
mm-hmm.
so at what point does it become 4?
It becomes 4 once the loan is originated, and you tell me that we're going to have 4 people living in the home, and then I'm going to get their names, and I'm going to get their social security numbers, and then I'm going to put them on the Minnesota housing form. And basically, if you say you're going to have 4 people living there, then that's what we're going to use as your maximum income criteria for that specific program.
Okay. So what about if you know that your grandparents are getting elderly and you think that it would be a great idea for them to move in the apartment that you've created in the basement? So now you've got a multi-generational home.
Mm-hmm.
Will that work?
Lay that one out for me again. So, a little bit confused on that one.
Okay. So I'm a family of 4.
Okay.
But I have converted my basement into a somewhat of an apartment. I've stuck a stove and a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
It's got its own bathroom, its own entrance. Can those 2 grandparents move into the house and now you've got 6 people?
Well, if I was originating the loan and you told me that, then I would be putting 6 people on the application.
And that would be a benefit.
That would be a benefit because that would increase the income limit for that specific program.
Okay. And so let's talk about like the scenario we were talking about last break about the duplex and the different types of properties.
Mm-hmm.
So single family, townhomes,
condo.
Not a mobile home.
Yes, a mobile home.
If
the mobile home is fixed to a foundation,
okay.
All right, or it's sitting on a slab and the land, you're going to own the land, then yes, you can use this program to buy a mobile home.
But if they're just renting the land in a slot, it doesn't count.
If it's in a trailer park, no, that will not work because
okay.
you do not own, yes, you maybe own the trailer home, but you don't own the land.
Got
so
it.
The land is the component that matters.
Correct.
In that scenario. Okay, and you can also do a 2-unit building up to a duplex, not any higher than 2.
Cannot go into a triplex or a quad.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the duplex scenario. So if you have always had this fantasy because you played Monopoly, mm-hmm. you're going to start your wealth building by building up. And I think this is brilliant for anybody out there that is interested in real estate to buy one duplex, live in one half, and let somebody else pay your mortgage, the other side.
Right.
And right, you're right there. What are they going to do? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so how you can take up to 70% of that person's rent and count that as qualifying income. Is that right?
I believe that's correct.
God,
I would want to research that further because making sure the guidelines fit for the consumer.
But isn't that exciting?
Yes, very much so.
That possibility. Because
I mean, I have consumers right now that want to buy their next house, but they haven't sold their house. So I put their house into a rental position. And if I put their house in a rental position with a lease agreement, first month's last month's rent collected, guess what? we can wash out the payment.
Got it.
Same thing. If we say it's going into a rental position and we have the appraiser do a renter's analysis on that specific property, we can use that to wash out the mortgage payment.
And I know that we're going to have to wrap up soon, so I want to make sure that we get to the other scenario that Mimi brought up as we started the break, Phil, where we were talking about there are specific programs sometimes to the community that you plan to move into. It's like based on city or based on communities as well, right?
Correct. And they come and go. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, I think St. Paul had a program. I still think they do in a specific community. That's something I would research with the consumer to see what's available out
right
there. But right now, I would say Minnesota Housing is probably one of the best programs because it works throughout the whole state of Minnesota. And normally you can find a program that will help the consumer in that specific program.
Got it.
So we encourage all of our listeners to contact us during the week. You can reach out to me at Mimi@mnredhotrealestate.com, and you can reach out to Phil
651-238-6748, or my email address is phil@callphilolson.com.
We do encourage you to make sure that you contact Phil and Mimi, because they are definitely prepared to help you rise up to home ownership. Again, call Phil Olson.com, and you can always go to our website as well, which is mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot. Thank you, guys.